That's some uncomfortable timing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The very day after the Treasury Secretary announced his plan for a bank rescue and got scalded for it in the stock markets, bank executives have to troop up to Capitol Hill this morning and defend their part in the financial fallout. Executives of eight banks that participated in the government bailout last fall will tell the House Financial Services Committee what they've done with the money and why they're not lending more. Senate Banking Committee member Richard Shelby says the bankers will get a well-deserved grilling.
I don't think they'll show any remorse, but they should, because a lot of the people dealing in the financial centers of New York, they caused most of the problem. And now they want to benefit from it. We've got to watch the taxpayers' money here.
One thing House members are sure to complain about is the generous bonuses that bank employees have been getting, even as their companies lose billions. Some bank executives have countered that they have to compensate their key people richly or risk losing them. But is big money really all that motivates employees? We asked some working people in Los Angeles what inspires them to do a great job.
It's my passion for arts and beauty.
I want to be the best shoeshine man there is.
And if you care for your customers, then you want to do the best you can for them, too.
That was hairstylist Nelly Velasco, shoeshiner Ernest Curtis, and barista Dakota Bertrand. Los Angeles Times columnist David Lazarus, we turn to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, David, we have bank executives saying we need to pay millions and millions of dollars. We've got those working people we just met saying, no, I do a good job just because I love it. Who's telling the truth?
Well, it's a little of both, obviously. And clearly, when you ask working Americans, all right, would you like a higher salary? Would you like a bonus? There's nobody who says no to that. What it really comes down to is a question of motivation. And my impression is that ordinary working stiffs seem to say, I'm going to do my job. Yes, of course, I want to be paid well for it, but I take pride in what I'm doing. Whereas you look at the Wall Street culture, and it's not the fault of the workers themselves, but the idea there seems to be that no good effort should go unrewarded, and it should go rewarded as lavishly as possible.
So how do we get to this point that bank executives are saying the love isn't enough? We need a lot more than $500,000.
Well, if we go back about 20 years or so, you get in the mid-80s, a point where there was so much outrage about CEO pay that efforts were finally made to crack down on it. And so tax penalties were imposed on golden parachutes that went way over the top. How did companies respond? They paid the taxes for their CEOs, thus allowing them to keep doing the big fat packages. Then in the early 90s, yet another attempt was made to give transparency by making companies disclose all of the extent of the CEO pay and all the perks. What happened after that? Other CEOs saw how much their rivals made and said, I want that too. And then shortly thereafter, there was yet another attempt to bring these things down by saying that any CEO pay over $1 million would not be tax deductible unless it was performance-based. So what do companies do? They bring out a little something called the stock option.
Do you suspect that if bank executives saw their pay shrink, they would do it for the love anyway?
Not at all. But I do think you would get, first of all, a cultural shift, and then I think you would get an attraction of a different style of worker to these jobs. Right now, a certain personality type is going to pursue this. And I don't want to say it's all the Gordon Geckos of the world, but they are going to go this way. If Wall Street was able to say, look, here's the salary up front, and bonuses are going to be much more contingent on doing the work as opposed to just something that you can expect to get time after time, you're going to get people who come in and do the work in and of itself.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Turning to Wall Street now, maybe after a good night's sleep, investors will see something they missed in yesterday's bank bailout announcement. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner unveiled his bailout strategy yesterday, and investors did not find it very strategic. U.S. markets tanked. Today, Asian markets were down, though not as sharply. The big drop was in Hong Kong after China reported its biggest drop in exports in more than a decade. European markets are off less than 1%. The Dow closed down more than 380 points yesterday, almost 5%. There were 4 and 5% losses across the board for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. The Commerce Department has just reported that the U.S. trade deficit has fallen to its lowest level in almost 6 years. Not a lot of demand for imports with the economy in the shape it's in. The trade deficit fell 4% to $39.9 billion. It was also down for all of last year, second year in a row. Economists expect it to sink even further in 2009.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work.
The president has called on Americans to save energy, and Google is here to help. The search giant said yesterday it's developing a free web service to help you track your home energy use in real time. The company says users of its Power Meter application can cut their electricity use 15%. Google also stands to gain. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
The only way to get consumers to use less energy is to first provide them with detailed information on how they use it. And that's something Google knows how to do. Kirsten Olson Cahill manages Google's Power Meter program.
Our bread and butter is organizing information and making it useful and accessible. And so energy information is no exception to that.
Google would partner with utilities that install smart meters on customers' homes. Those meters provide the raw data on home energy use down to each appliance. And the technology is about to get a $4.5 billion boost from the congressional stimulus package. Analyst Rob Enderle says Google stands to gain.
So, for instance, they would know how many old TVs might be in a particular demographic and then would be able to target that demographic with offers for newer TVs at a time when those folks might be willing to buy them.
Creating a new breed of advertising and a new reason to speed up the so-called smart grid revolution, profits. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
And finally, is it really still the Oscars if there's no red carpet? With last year's Academy Award TV audience at a historic low, the Academy is asking some of the celebrity award presenters to skip the pre-show red carpet appearance and go in the back entrance. That way you won't know what the presenters will be wearing until you tune in. So hopefully you'll tune in. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.